And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special Overdrive edition of the Hagman Report. With me, of course, Randy Taylor of the Hagman Report, Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. I'm so excited to be with you today in this setting, this almost like a fireside chat, but intelligence sharing briefing setting. All right. Well, got a lot of stuff to get into. My goodness.
What a busy week.
I'll tell you what, man, things are happening all over the place. You know, this is kind of a, to me, this is a, a statement of, it almost shows weakness, but where do you want to start in this mess?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. I get that.
You know why? Because anywhere that we start on this is going to, it's all intertwined, man.
All right. All right. Yeah. So we've got like a number of things going on. The last show we did together, we talked about the Roe v. Wade, the blowout from that. We talked about the bigger picture of things. We talked about SCOTUS ruling on the EPA coming up, that ruling coming out, which is going to change the climate. You think heads are exploding now. You're going to have heads exploding over that ruling.
We talked because about that fly, Doug, that flies right in the face of their 2030 agenda.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the best part of it.
Yes. And if you missed that last segment we did, go back and watch it because I think it's so important. So what we're covering right now is a lot of stuff that needs to be covered that I think some of the stuff's going to be coming out of left field, aside from the obvious. So, yeah. And then, of course, the Second Amendment's issue with respect to shall versus may issue in the different states and the jurisdictions. In other words, you don't need a reason to give to the licensing authorities to carry a concealed weapon. So that's important as well. So it seems like, and you mentioned this in the last segment, it seems like the Supreme Court's doing the right things all of a sudden.
What happened?
Yeah. But you still have the same partisan lines. But don't forget, on deck is that, what's her name? Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson, I should say.
Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
Sing me a song, baby.
Jumanji, right? Whatever. I don't know. Djibouti, whatever. But she's coming in.
Okay.
So we've got a lot.
So we can listen to some music during the madness.
but you know, there were a couple of great clips, video clips I've watched, and this Supreme Court, where we're at today with everything. In fact, if I can do this, maybe I'll add this in here. There was a constitution or a Supreme Court scholar talking about how this goes back to FDR and his wanting to pack the Supreme Court and all that stuff. But before we get into that, let's deal with some of the blowout still from the Roe v. Wade decision. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to share this. I'm going to pop this off first. Let's see.
And whatever you're seeing is just a taste of what's coming because these people are not done by a long shot.
But you know what? Because there's going to be, I'll tell you what, let me reverse that. Because there's going to be extended discussion on that, because there's going to be more violence to come, let's go with the Second Amendment first. This is a Greg Reese report. And let me pull this up and play this, a short, very, very short report about the Second Amendment decision. And then we'll get into the other aspects of things. How about that? Is that right?
Perfect, brother.
All right.
Perfect.
Here we go. I'm going to see if we can't do this. We have a number of things going on here. So that's not the right one, of course. But let's see. We're going to go to we're going to go to this one. This is from InfoWars on Saturday, the 25th of June. This is a Greg Reese report, but this kind of summarizes it really nice in terms of what's taking place with the Supreme, or what's taking place right now. So here, this is what I just do. I lost my controls. Well, let's see if we can do it this way. Are we doing it? No, we're not doing it. So let me see if we can do it this way and hit it.
There you go.
There we go.
Rock and roll.
I'll get this right.
The Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights
is arguably the most.
I turn it up just a hair. Active government in all of recorded okay, history. Hang on just a second some here. Americans we're going to do this. It's a law that allows
a citizen to own a firearm. I can hear it, but the listeners are probably going to have a little trouble hearing it. This
was true. You're exactly right. So let me see if I can't. Let me see if I can't do it this way. Can you see me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
See, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wasn't sure. I've lost all control over my my the controls Zoom. Here. Okay. Not that I ever had any to begin with, but
the simulated control.
Yeah. Okay. So let me see if I can. Are you seeing anything I'm doing on screen?
No, sir. The screen isn't showing right now.
Okay. Are you seeing me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got the stack. I'm on the bottom here on the top there, like normal okay. show. But I think as soon as you click on that screen, it's probably going to
zoom out. So here's what we need to do. We need to adjust the preferences because of the to optimize this for the audience. Yeah. And you're right. You're right about that. So go ahead and while I'm doing this, give me your thoughts on things. Just off the cuff. I mean,
we were talking about it yesterday. I'm really surprised with everything the Supreme Court's doing. I hope this has a snowball effect. I really do. We've been sitting around for a long time hoping somebody in the government would step up and start doing something. And I guess it's fallen into the lap of the Supreme Court. And they're small victories. But they're victories.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. The left naturally is blowing the abortion thing way out of proportion. All it did was gave the power back to the states where it should have been to begin with. And some states are going to do it. Some states aren't. And guess what? Choose where you're going to live.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's so, you know, adamant and you're really adamant about killing a baby, there'll be somewhere, whether there's a state that'll host you, I'm sure. We have plenty enough sinners here in the U.S. to, I'm sure you'll be accommodated. Sad, but true.
Yeah, but
sad, but true. And you know what? By there, just make your home there. Stay there. Don't come back.
Stay there. I found it very interesting that after the ruling was announced officially, Google reported an 850% increase in searches for how to move to Canada. I'm telling you, it's amazing to me to to even go there and think about that.
And all the people that threatened us to go, that they were going to Canada years ago, all those actresses and actors, and they're still here.
Yeah.
They should have left, you know. We offered to buy you plane tickets.
I don't even know how to.
I just, as a world, I look at everything, and I'm like, where do you people come off with thinking that you're God and that you're going to decide who lives and who dies?
Exactly.
Where do you get that? Who died and left you in charge? I don't even understand it. And to march out in the street and I want to kill. Abortion's good. I've had 27 abortions and I'm proud. I've got the t-shirt. You're a sick individual.
Yeah.
You're a sick individual. And you know what? I have no use for you. I really don't. I don't even know what to say to someone with that mindset to kill that would want to kill an innocent baby. I don't.
This is a religion to them. They talk about theocracy and such, but this is their religion.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
It's sickening. It is. And the people, and a lot of the people out there that are protesting, I doubt even have anything to do with abortion, the abortion process, or never had an abortion. I look at some of them women, like I said, I don't know who would even have sex with them. I mean, I see some truly disgusting things on the street.
Actually, when Hernandez was on the street yesterday, or I think it was Saturday, in D.C., Alex Jones said the same thing. They don't have to worry about any abortions because no one's going to touch them.
Oh,
if you look at it, that's not a pejorative of against. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it should be. Some of these people out there are freaks. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
And when I say they're going on a sex strike, I'm like, cool.
Yeah. All right. So now I've got this fixed. All right.
Are we rolling, baby?
We are now cooking, like you said before. All right. So, boy, let's see. You are sharing your screen. Okay. Stand by here. What am I sharing? I don't even know. What the heck is that? Okay.
Hit your green and see if it expands.
There we go. How's this?
There you go.
All right. So I'm going to just take this back a little bit with Greg Reese, because this is a good piece. And I have to, I'm going to play it from here. I thought this was a good piece on with Jones as well, with Piers Morgan. Folks, good. Remember this?
But I can only do it if I've got your prayer, your spiritual will, your psychic power, your word of mouth, and your money. And we have products you need that are excellent, symbiotic, 360 win. Let's go to these reports. We'll be back with Savannah Hernandez and Drew Hernandez.
There we go.
I wish I had it.
I know. Here we go.
The Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights is arguably the most revolutionary act of government in all of recorded history. And some Americans seem to think it's a law that allows a citizen to own a firearm for self-protection. That is false. This was true before the American Revolution. All throughout history, there were laws created by the ruling power that allowed certain citizens to carry certain weapons for self-protection. But that's not what the Second Amendment is at all. The Second Amendment officially recognizes the God-given birthright that every American innately possesses: freedom. Every single American, down to the lowest commoner, has the right to arm themselves and constitute themselves in a militia. The Second Amendment does not grant us the right. It stands to protect our natural rights from government. It is the bane of every tyrant and control freak, because before the Second Amendment, only the ruling class had standing armies. The Second Amendment is the only remedy man has ever wielded against a corrupt government, and it can't be taken away or infringed upon unless we fail future generations and allow it, which is already happening. Several states have unlawfully stripped Americans of their birthright and imposed infringements upon gun ownership, which has only increased the amount of gun violence in those areas, because criminals don't obey laws. And even though the Supreme Court recently honored the Second Amendment, our corrupt Congress is working together to infringe upon all Americans. No matter what happened in Uvalde, Texas, we know that the police stood down and allowed it to happen. And after Hollywood dispatched their latest celebrity prostitute with political aspirations to dance on the graves of children, we know why they stood down. Unless you're a brainwashed zombie, it's crystal clear why the government is desperately trying to challenge the Second Amendment. The U.S. government is not only guilty of committing crimes against the American people, they're guilty of committing crimes against humanity and international war crimes. It is, in fact, the American citizen's duty to remedy the situation and restore the republic. Violence may often be a solution in human affairs, but it is never a good solution, and it requires very little courage to kill, if any at all. And that brings us to the First Amendment. The First Amendment is not nearly as revolutionary as the Second, but it requires more courage to wield. To peacefully stand against evil with your individual voice alone requires great courage. And if enough people were able to muster that courage, then the light of truth would overcome the darkness, and the American people would become a righteous people. This is why the tyrants in Washington, D.C. want to convict Julian Assange under the Espionage Act. They see it as a viable way to circumvent the First Amendment. If they can convict Assange, they can convict Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and anyone who exposes their corruption. And then what? Immediately following the Supreme Court's decision to recognize the Second Amendment, they overturned Roe v. Wade, another constitutional victory. The tyrants and their pro-abortionists see children as a commodity, a slave, or a piece of property to dispose of as its owner sees fit. But our American birthright applies to every living American.
Yeah, look at that.
As revolutionary as it may be, the Bill of Rights is nothing more than a lawful remedy that we inherited. It merely recognizes our natural freedom. To actually secure this freedom requires the courage and the will of the people. Our government's job is not to change our Constitution. Their job is to secure it and abide by it, which is what only one Supreme Court judge seems interested in doing. In the recent Supreme Court arguments, the majority of judges expressed their concern that their decision would be used to overturn other recent decisions, specifically constitutional laws pertaining to contraception, sodomy, and gay marriage. And Judge Thomas alone made it clear that these decisions should be overturned. And he's right, because all of these perverse concessions are nothing more than attacks on our Constitution. And if Americans were a serious and righteous people, we would preserve our American birthright for generations to come. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so there we are. Let me just stop that. All right, so there we are. Are we clear now? Or are we both on screen? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, there we go. Got to check because, you know, I'm feel like I'm new at this. So looking at this, Randy Taylor, I mean, so much has gone to the Roe v. Wade decision overturning that we've kind of skipped over that Second Amendment decision. Mm-hmm. About shall versus may issue. And that's really at the cornerstone of everything that we're seeing. So what do you think about all this? I mean, what's your thoughts?
Well, we're definitely under attack. I think, honestly, what we're looking at and what we need to do is I think that we need to change tactics. And these people are out in the street. They need to be reminded of something. If you're, as a society, you're willing to kill the unborn, that same society is going to be euthanizing the elderly. That's where it's heading.
Yeah.
Deciding who's going to live and who's going to die. And if you listen, you're already hearing people say, and people high up about the elderly and how their existence becomes pointless. And I just hate to see it as a society that's what we're doing. That's where we're going, that we even think that we have that authority. We don't have that moral authority. It's not ours. We're not God. And I think playing God and what they're doing is very dangerous. I think.
Okay.
But
didn't we see that? Okay. And here's where my disconnect comes in, and help me out with this. And I think a lot of people listening and watching this are the same way. You've got this group of really sick individuals wanting to kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
Their argument is my body, my choice. Their argument is, hey, you can't tell me what to do with my body. They're not having any consideration at all with the body that's growing inside of them.
Right.
And they're the same ones that are pushing the injections on people against their will. I mean,
which is irony.
Yeah,
it's absolute irony.
How do you make that? How can they continue that argument? I just don't.
It's the left is the product of flawed thinking. Plain and simple. When you sit down and you talk to these people,
I'm writing that down. Hang on a minute. The left
is the product of flawed thinking.
Okay.
The things that come out of their mouths, I guess, is what floors me. It's what makes it so difficult to have a discussion with a Democrat or with a liberal, because they are stuck on the illogical where we're trying to be logical. Okay. And what you just said encapsulates the logic, and it shows their illogic. The irony of all this, what you just said, my body, my choice. If it applies here, why does it not apply here? And I'm still waiting for somebody to answer that. Now, I did get a little glimmer of hope while I was sitting here last night pondering things. And I sat there and I thought, maybe.
I like it when you ponder, by the way.
Because the Supreme Court's doing some strange stuff.
Yep.
Maybe, just maybe, this is the preface for outlawing their shots.
Outlawing mandating.
Well, where the Supreme Court could come out and say, and using the logic of my body, my choice, blah, 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 but somehow make those shots illegal. Because constitutionally, it's against the law. What they're doing is against the law. But for some reason, when it comes down as a national mandate, for some reason, it's okay to break the law. Yet over here, what you just described is there's no logic to their argument, because you can't say it here and it doesn't apply here, especially in two things that are paramount today. These are paramount subjects. These aren't going to go away. Okay. There's two things that society is dealing with: abortion and that stinking shot. And you cannot defend.
The third thing would be guns. Throw guns in there.
But as far as their illogical argument, and those two are directly tied to each other, abortion and this horse crap shot. And I'm just waiting for somebody. Everybody's dodging the question, but I'm just waiting for somebody to answer that question. Somebody from the left, somebody with some authority. Because we're not getting the correct answer here. This is where people get pissed off, Doug.
Okay. Well, the only argument I heard by the left is, well, me being pregnant does not subject you to a health risk. Or in other words, you being pregnant does not subject me to, doesn't affect my health. And they're using that logic with respect to the injections. Go ahead.
But they haven't proven that the other is a danger to the health. See, that's the thing. Just because, and we're talking about, these are the same idiots that say, you know, trust the science, go with the science. You people don't know the difference between a boy and a girl. Why would I trust your science? You guys are supposed to be the geniuses here. And all I'm seeing is blatant stupidity. And they wonder why people don't trust the government. What cause have you given anybody to trust you? You haven't, and I'm seriously, in my lifetime, I haven't seen a whole bunch of good reasons to trust the government at all. Even in protecting us as a nation from the bad guys, I don't trust you.
It's true.
Because you don't even know who the bad guys are as far as being truthful with the American public. You know, everything is a lie and is distorted. And that's where it makes it difficult. It makes it hard to even take these people seriously. But unfortunately, they're in our face and we have to. So
why are they? Okay, so
it's the two-tiered left justice system. Everything, there's two sets of standards in every one of these. With the guns, there's two sets of standards. With the abortion, there's two sets of standards. Boom, 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 boom. First thing we need to do is come up with a single set of standards and then apply it to these situations. Well, that's what the Constitution does. That's what SCOTUS is trying to do. And they're bucking it. They're bucking it tooth and nail. And you give them one or two decisions from SCOTUS that they don't like, they want to either dismantle the court. What was the other one? Is that the word they use? Stack the court.
Yeah,
pack it and stack it. Okay.
Yep.
Which you might as well tag it and bag it at that point. But
good one. Yeah.
I just don't even, there comes sometimes I don't even know what to say. I just don't even know. I don't know how they defend their position and how they sleep at night. You know how you've been in speaking situations, you know, where we talk to 200-300 people. I have to.
Yeah.
Okay. And you sit there and you say your spiel and everything. And later on, when you're back on the plane or back in your hotel room, you go back and you remember what you said. You know, you go back and you analyze, because we're always trying to be better at what we do.
Right.
So we go back and we analyze, and I go, damn, yeah, that was kind of stupid. I probably could have rephrased that or whatever. How did the Democrats avoid that moment in their own self-management? How do they avoid that? How do they skip right over that hump of being stupid and saying something stupid to, that's their argument? And I've been watching Biden the last couple of days.
Yeah.
He's a moron. The guy's an idiot. He really and truly, Doug, is an idiot. Sit there and listen to him talk. It's not a conversation. It's not a, when he's talking, no one, watch his Secret Service guys. Watch their faces. I'm serious, because I know some of them are going,
uh-huh.
Hey man, I'm supposed to put my life on the line for this guy.
Yep.
And you look at it, and this morning I was like, what, just an embarrassment. Look at the leader of the free world. He's the leader of the free world. The free world. There's a term that's going to be tossed out the window here soon. Did you notice when he was talking about abortion the other day? Did you notice how right away he threw the incest in there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that?
Yes. Yes.
Even my wife caught it. She said, did you see that? And I said, yeah. He right away went to the abortion, or to the, during the abortion, he went straight to, well, in cases of incest. Well, you seem to know an awful lot about that, Joe. You know, there's something screwed up in that family. Seriously. Well, taking showers with your daughter.
Yep.
You know, and then somebody on Twitter was like, well, where was Jill during all this? And I said, I tweeted back and I said, I think she was probably in bed with Hunter. You know, I don't know.
I saw that tweet, by the way.
I can't. And this is the first family. This is a classless bunch of slobs. And this, you're going to tell me that this guy got 80 million votes.
No,
that's 80 million people. If you voted for that and you put it in office, you should be stripped of your voting rights.
Yeah. And I'm, you and I have spoken before. I really believe that we should have a test for, if you're going to vote, you should be, you should
literacy test. Like, who's the first president? I love it when Jesse Waters gets on the street.
Yeah.
And he talks to people that are college age.
Yes.
They don't know who the first president of the United States was. They don't know who the president was during the Civil War.
Hell,
some of them were unaware that we even had a Civil War.
Yeah.
But I'm listening and I'm looking at this and I'm going, no wonder our adults are stupid. The children are stupid.
Well,
and yeah. Yes, there should be some literacy tests. There needs to be something. There needs to be something, because we're not, people aren't thinking. There's you know what? And maybe that's what as Republicans and conservatives we need to do. Maybe we need to just roll into these neighborhoods with free t-shirts and some coupons to McDonald's. And say, look, we want your vote. That's what the Democrats are doing. Why don't we just go down at the border? And after they get past Border Patrol, and after they've been given all their food, clothes, and a check, and the whole nine yards, and a plane ticket, we should be waiting there for them with t-shirts and with hats and get their vote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is, but we, as conservatives, we've always had more pride.
Right.
And we're like, oh, I don't do business like that. Well, I'm sorry. You know what? You're getting down to where you're going to have to fight fire with fire. We, the conservatives, do not mobilize as well as Democrats. You know that.
That's, I know that. True. Yes.
Within seconds of this Roe versus Wade, the streets were full. We couldn't fill the streets as conservatives unless Donald Trump was out there, or unless we were giving something away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we've been like that. And I think a lot of the reason we don't take to the streets and we don't do like the left is because we're afraid of that inevitable. When I say afraid, I don't mean fear because we're wussies. We don't want to go to jail. We don't want to blacken the conservative movement. We don't want to, you know, give it a black eye. And I think that's the reason that we don't take to the streets. And I think that's the reason we don't do what the left does. Think about it. If we tonight, let's say that we said, okay, we want everybody. Well, let's say a senator came out or two senators came out or a congressman, a Republican, and said, I want people at every house of every person here in Congress. They'd stick him in jail. But it's okay for Maxine Waters to be out in the street preaching violence and AOC and that pig Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Schumer's high on my list. I can't stand the guy. I just absolutely, when I look at him and I look at the people in his bloodline, I just can't stand them, any of them. They're just, they make me sick.
Yep.
Because the country that we've fought to defend, they want to destroy. I don't know what their idea when they talk about this free America and all that, because you're not, you're on the wrong track. Okay. All you're doing is turning America into a hellhole. Okay. We can't go present rate and continue to call this a good country. And this is where the left will want to fight with you over it. Well, we think, you know, the homosexuals should be, I don't care. That's cool. You want to be a homosexual? That's between you and God. That had nothing to do with me.
But look at the explosion of this perversity since Obergefell. And yes. you can't tell me this wasn't planned, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And this is, yeah, and this is definitely orchestrated. I told you what's going on up there in Canada, and it's coming this way, Doug. You know, when you go into a school and the walls are painted in the gay pride colors in the hallway to the office, what is that message does that send to a child going into that school? Well, if I'm not part of this, I won't fit in.
It's inclusion to the exclusion of everyone else. I mean, it's...
Yes, but what we're doing is child abuse.
Yes.
We are doing more damage to children right now with all this transvestite, homosexual, lesbian crap than a gunman could ever do.
Yes, we are.
Okay. And there's too many little kids that are killing themselves over this very subject. And when you've got parents telling a five-year-old that it's okay, we could chop off your penis and make you into a little girl, both those parents need to be in jail. That child needs to be taken from them and put into a home where there'll be some guidance, some love, some understanding, and God in the home.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can't say that the government's ever going to say that, but there's a stable environment and there's an unstable environment. And if you're telling a five-year-old to even entertain those kind of thoughts, I'm sorry, you're abusing that child. That child is too young to comprehend that. Little kids can't decide what they want in their lunchbox. Okay. And you're going to ask them to make a life-changing decision,
yep,
and change their sex? And heaven forbid that surgery goes wrong.
And who are the doctors, by the way, who are performing these surgeries?
Probably the same pigs that sit there and rip children's, cut their spinal cords when they're pulling them out of the body so they can sell the body parts. That's another thing. We know that most of these abortions can be done by pill, but they still want to do it physically.
Yes.
What does this tell us, class? Oh, so killing the baby without seeing it doesn't work for you. You want the actual body. Why? Not because you're going to treat it with reverence. I can assure you of that. No, you want to sell off parts. And I'm sorry, if anybody sold off a single body part, they need to be imprisoned for the rest of their life.
I agree. And I think most,
without fail, Doug.
You know, I think most of the listeners and viewers would agree with that. But how do you accomplish that? You know,
in today's world,
it's
almost impossible. The whole thing, this homosexual thing, has gotten out of hand. Now, what happened in the U.S.? Here's the cool part. What happened in the U.S. resonated around the world with this abortion thing. Okay, you know, when I hear the left yelling and screaming, and especially leftist leaders, especially pigs like that sperm experiment up there in Canada with Fidel's
Castro Jr.
little swimmers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't 5 minutes. I kid you not. That ass clown was on TV talking about how horrible it was, what happened just now in the U.S. How do you say that as a leader? And then in the same breath, try and tell me you care about kids dying in schools. You can't tell me. Well, here we're back to that illogical thing.
Well, what?
My body, my choice, but it doesn't work here.
Right.
Children shouldn't be killed. But that doesn't count here. This is different. You see what I'm saying?
But when in the course of world history have world leaders commented on a U.S. Supreme Court decision? You got France, you got New Zealand, Canada.
All of the people that we notice are part of the UN 2030.
That's true. That's very true.
They want to. And one of the reasons they're promoting homosexuality, I'm going to tie this all together for you in a minute.
And we have a clip about the bigger agenda, 2030 bigger agenda, but go ahead.
You can go right to the UN website and download their PDF. And of course, if you need material to put you to sleep, that's the one, okay? Because they've taken the truth that could have been consolidated into, we're going to stick it up your butt before we kill you. That would have explained all those pages, okay? But no, they, you know, with the double gook and blah, blah, blah. What is it, the word? What is it in 1984 he calls it?
Newspeak, right?
Newspeak, yes. Yeah. That's exactly what that 2030 document is.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what they want. First of all, they want to move a lot of those people out of Africa and stick them into the Western world. Be advised. Why? It's not to save the people of Africa. All they see over there is more slaves and a land that is actually rich in resources. So they pull the people out, they mesh you in to the white European communities around the world, okay? Right. Meanwhile, they can strip Africa of their resources. Here's the other thing. Homosexuality does not produce babies. Abortion does not produce babies. Starvation does not produce babies. They want to whittle down the population, okay? That's why they're promoting homosexuality. That's why they're so adamant worldwide about abortion. Think about, now stop and think about how many children are killed. We know millions just in the U.S. Get the worldwide numbers. You're talking about genocide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Sorry, forget what happens in Rwanda. This is happening in America, Rwanda. Okay, we're slaughtering by the millions. But you look at this, every bit of this is tied to depopulation. And I think what they honestly want, they want a light brown person. They don't want a black person. They don't want a white person. They want society to be light brown. Tallow skinned is what I will use is the word. Okay, and I say that because a well-respected grandma said that. That's all you need to know, that there would be tallow people. Okay. It's not in the Bible anywhere, but she was smart.
Yeah.
She was a very smart old woman. And she said she knew 50 years ago the Chinese were going to be a problem. Okay. And I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. It was my wife's great grandmother. Okay. Brilliant woman.
Wow.
Smart like the founders of the United States were smart. You know, but that's that 2030 agenda. This is about killing off the population. All right. They've already done the first swipe with the shot. people, you got people dropping dead on site. You have people that are perfectly healthy and at a decent age and have really never had more than a head cold, suddenly dropping dead. Okay. They even have a tag for what is a sudden something syndrome.
Sudden adult death syndrome, SAD.
Yeah, SAD.
And SID, SAD.
What's sad is that we're even having to have that discussion.
Yes.
The shot needs to stop. And I honestly think, I was praying last night about this, that hopefully the Supreme Court will get involved in the shot action.
They took a pass on the OSHA.
I think that something is changing. Something, I don't know. They suddenly seem like they're revitalized. Like they suddenly, somebody dropped a copy of their mission statement on their desk, you know, 2 weeks ago or something, because suddenly they're alive and suddenly they're wanting to do the right thing, you know? And we all were mad at Kavanaugh, and we were mad at the young lady because they seemed to buck Trump. I think the smartest thing they could have done was to seem like they weren't going to side with President Trump. If I was President Trump, I would have told him, look, the first year in office, act like you don't like me. And when I'm gone, clean up this mess.
So if I'm hearing what you're saying, and this is an interesting concept, you're saying that we know that SCOTUS issues drafts of their opinions months in advance. So, mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, okay, we're going to play the long game here, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because all this right. has been, you got to admit, this was orchestrated. Trump was very careful to get these people in there. There's very few presidents, if any, has ever, how many did he appoint? Did he appoint three?
Three.
How many presidents do that? How many presidents fill federal benches like he did?
By the way, three in one term.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Huh.
Something. Okay. Something
to think about.
Well, why can't a conspiracy be a good conspiracy?
Well,
they don't always have to be bad. A conspiracy can be a good conspiracy.
Exactly.
And this man has shown us more than once that he had the wisdom. Forget what Donald Trump ever said, and he said bad words, and he grabbed a girl in the crowd. Forget all that. Okay, all that happened before he's the president. Okay? That's like making Tiger Woods president and then bringing up the fact that he cheated on his wife. One has nothing to do with the other.
Okay?
You look at all that before you make him president. If you feel that that blackens his character, then don't put him in there. But once he's in the office and he's behaving himself and he's not grabbing girls anymore, which we can't say for our present president, okay? But then let the guy do his job. All they did with Trump was dig up BS, Russian collusion. I would hope that the man that I'm going to vote for as the leader of the free world at least knows somebody in Russia. I would hope so.
I would hope so as well.
That kind of makes him what I call more qualified for the job. But no, because he said something to someone and spoke with someone, and his chief of staff spoke to someone before. That's wrong. I'm sorry. You're incorrect. I think that the man, I hope he knows everybody in the Kremlin by name, and he's got their phone numbers. So when he wants to pick up the phone and chew somebody's ass out in the middle of the night, he knows who to call. Okay. What's the problem with that? Obama did it. You know, the Clintons did it. Everybody, these people, you can't be in these elite groups and these families with all this money and not be exposed to the world and have friends overseas and friends in other governments. That was the whole Christopher Steele dossier.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been treated. I don't care what it said. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care if it was true. There was nothing criminal in it. Knowing and talking to someone is not a criminal act.
And folks, don't forget, Randy Taylor has been deep in the intelligence community and knows, really kind of knows the
players. There's an oxymoron for you, sir. The intelligence, the U.S. intelligence community. That's scary.
Yeah, yeah. But what you said brings me to, in fact, this is a beautiful segue into a segment that appeared last weekend on Bannon's show, Liz Yore. In fact, let's play this now. It's a few minutes long, but I think every word is important to this. In this, Liz Yore, this talks about SCOTUS, but it also talks about something else that you alluded to in that first clip kind of hit, and that's Merrick Garland, okay? Merrick Garland, or Meritless Garland, as he should be called.
Yeah.
So how this, and these are different components of the same larger issue. We're going to tie this all together. But folks, why don't we watch this? Because I really think this is of extreme importance, especially the way that this was laid out here by Liz Yore, and she appeared on Bannon's show I think it was last weekend, but here it is. Watch this, folks. Oops, let's see here, what am I showing? I'm showing some sort of I don't know what that is, but here it is. Can you see that?
But hit the green tab up top, the green circle. Yeah, because I can see your desktop. Enlarge it.
Yeah. Okay.
We are good now.
All the stuff on my desktop. Yeah. Looks like my desktop here. It's a mess. Here it is, folks. Watch this.
Liz Yore, tell me about last night in D.C. It wasn't as bad as people thought it was going to be. Maybe tonight we're going to go back to the Supreme Court in the next hour to check it out. What is your sense of things?
Well, I think this is the unfinished business, Steve, of the late 60s and 70s revolution, what they weren't able to accomplish. And I'm, you know, very concerned now that I think the strategy will go to the state capitals. That's where they understand. That's where the fight will be. But, you know, the left is so out of touch. You know, they're trying to sell this lie that killing babies is so enlightened. It's progress. And going backwards is, you know, to stop abortions. And, you know, this is, you know, they have been outmoded, outdated. You know, this is for how many decades? And they also don't want the country to understand that the whole pro-life movement is a young movement. And the pro-aborts are an old movement, which is outdated. Nothing but bitter old ladies in an outdated fight. But I wanted to just capture for the audience what happened in the state capital of Madison, Wisconsin. There was a 16-year-old boy holding a homemade sign called Cherish Life. I mean, beautiful message, right? Peaceful, just standing there all by himself. He was all alone. He had driven down to keep his hometown out of the conversation. Just to send that message to Cherish Life. The women, the pro-aborts came on the stage screaming and yelling F the police. The state capitol was surrounded by state troopers who had to take this abuse nonstop through bullhorns. And then they stripped down naked and went up to the 16-year-old boy. They were covered in, you know, red paint, whatever, saying, "Why do you hate women? Why do you hate women?" And then, you know, just being even more vulgar and vile. But, you know, this is who they are. And I think it's, you know, unfortunate the hate is at a new level now. It's palpable. And, you know, they've shut down and blocked off 101, Highway 101 in California. I mean, this is, I think it's time that we really look at who they are. Now, the media is going to try and cover up how vulgar, how hateful, how violent this movement is. But, you know, and I think what they're going to do is they're going to ramp up the media as well as Hollywood. Just today, the NBA and the WNBA issued a joint statement about women's health care. You know, interesting, this little young man, 16 years old, still a boy, you know, they want to silence, and they've been successful silencing men's voices for the last 50 years. And, you know, this has got to stop. But I, you know, I anticipate they're going to continue to ramp it up like I predicted last week. This is more going to be more about the revolution because Antifa now is being folded into this fight. So, you know, it's an AOC had a Revolutionary Communist Party member holding her bullhorn when she was screaming illegitimate, illegitimate before the Supreme Court. So this is the Marxist strategy. Pit man against woman, pit black against white. It's classic Marxist disorder and chaos. And, you know, I hope for peace,
yeah.
But I think we have to anticipate and prepare for violence.
We do, but I got to tell you, and I want to go back to the AOC thing. If you look at AOC, she was saying insurrection. She then gave part of her talk in the bullhorn about how they have to take these institutions over, they have to do it, and how it was a long march. I think I don't know if she said 50 years, but they're not in for that fight. They've had so much cover by the courts and the media. That's why this thing over the last couple of days has been totally disorganized. Nancy Pelosi comes out reading some bizarre poem, right? Biden, they were not prepared for this. They're not psychologically prepared for this. This is why. This is a long march. They got this article in Salon. The best coverage of this has been from the left. CNN did an incredible piece about the 50 years and everything that had to happen, from the initial knocking on doors and saying the rosaries all the way to the legal strategy. Salon has a magnificent article. I put it on Getter, and I've just given it to camera. I'm going to get it to camera and put it up in the next hour, that says the vanguard of this movement is young women. I mean, the big shock, this was a liberal reporter that started following. She said, hey, she's expecting seeing a bunch of Liz Yores, these tough old broads that have been at this for a while. And she found out that they were all in their 20s. There are a lot of Liz Yores, but they're all in their 20s. They're young Liz Yores. They're Liz Yores. They're 25 years old.
Well,
it shocked her. It shocked her. Okay, we're going to take a break. Liz Yore is going to stick around. At least we're going to keep
young Liz
part
Yore
of the next thing. The Liz Yore in her 20s. Liz Yore, let me ask you. Yesterday, and Davis, jump in here after Liz. When it came out, I've never seen an attorney general essentially say, the Justice Department, DOJ does not support what the Supreme Court just said. Liz Yore, you've been part of the Justice Department. You're a prosecutor. Have you ever seen behavior like this from an attorney general, ma'am?
No, I mean, the attorney general is supposed to support the, you know, the laws, the chief law enforcement officer of the country, and to undermine, send that message, to undermine the Supreme Court is to light a match to the revolution. They have the back is watched and protected by meritless Garland. And this is just an absolute, you know, back in the, you know, LBJ appointed a really weak-kneed AG called Ramsey Clark. And all the young district attorneys and U.S. attorneys in the Justice Department couldn't stand him because they had all been handpicked by Bobby Kennedy, who was a tough crime-fighting prosecutor. And when Ramsey Clark came in, they all started calling him Lamsey Clark because he was so weak on crime. And then you saw all the chaos that came out of in the 70s because of Lamsey Clark. And so it is absolutely critical that we have a Department of Justice that upholds the law. It's not his to say, oh, we don't agree with the Supreme Court. It's his responsibility under law that he took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And, you know, that message comes down, you know, through the ranks. And unfortunately, it's now, you know, the heavy lifting is going to be the locals and state, you know, Department of Justices that are going to have to fight this fight. You know, the local police departments, because the Justice Department is going to be missing. And, you know, this is why we need to continue to double down, to work harder, to press our message, to pray harder, to support crisis pregnancies, and most importantly, the fight is going to be on the local level. We have got to, they're going to start doxing local candidates. So we have got to make sure that our MAGA candidates are tough, are not intimidated by the mob. And because that's what's going to happen. It's going to shift from the Supreme Court down to the state and local levels. That's why, Steve, anticipating the precinct strategy has been absolutely brilliant. Because we are organized. We have to continue to be organized. We have to know our enemy. But if we're not picking smart, tough, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment candidates who will, you know, fight for the family and fight for the protection of the family, and then we've lost this fight. So the fight is local now. We've got our troops in place. And, you know, so this has got to be something that we recognize. The, you know, Roe decision falling is the first step, unfortunately.
But
this is not
game over. By the way, you're 100% correct about Bill. The great Bill McGinley told me, this is 6 months ago, he says, hey, the momentum's going to be our side. The Democrats have no policies to stand on. They're going to make it so personal at the local level. They're going to start doxing people. They're going to start making up phony things about them, but they're going to intimidate them. Every time they come to a town hall, every time they're going to have these leftist thugs are going to be there. That's their brown shirts. That's what you're seeing right here. That's it's going to be, are we going to crater to that? Because it's going to be quite intense. I know we're going to lose you. Can you give people your social media?
All right. So that, let me just, there we go. So that's kind of what you were saying there, Randy Taylor.
We were talking about this before the election, you know, in 2020, we were talking about this stuff is going to start happening at a local level.
Yeah.
The focus was going to be there. In fact, we had suggested, because we were getting our butts kicked on a federal level as patriots, that we needed to start taking these fights to the local level. And that's exactly what we need to do. The Democrats have been doing it for years. Look how successful they've been doing this stuff. And there's no reason why we can't get out and do the same thing. Ours is a higher calling.
Hmm.
We've talked about this.
Yes.
Ours is a higher calling. Your calling is much better than Miss Piglet standing out on the corner with blood all over her crotch and a sign saying that she likes to kill babies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you got so much of that. Yes. Yes.
See what I'm saying, though?
Yep.
We are at higher calling, people. Okay.
Do you think our audience embraces that?
I hope so. Higher calling. They need to understand that, because when you're doing the Lord's work, you're in a higher calling. Plain and simple. They're not doing the Lord's work. I saw on Twitter, and I tore him in half, of some preacher that says I'm a pro-abortion pastor, a pro-choice pastor. I took him off at the knees. No, you're not a man of God. Straight up, I told him, you're not a man of God. You cannot be a man of God. God does not condone, endorse, or approve of killing his creations in the womb.
Right.
And the left is responsible for Uvalde. The left is responsible for these school shootings where these children are shooting each other, because they have managed to teach children that your life was a coin flip away from you being flushed down a toilet.
Yeah.
Or put in an incinerator. That's what you taught. That's what you're teaching the kids. And then you want to know why they pick up a gun and go kill children. You've already taught them that their lives aren't worth anything.
Good point.
And then you wonder why they turn and they kill. You've approved over the years the video games. Your Hollywood, your pals in Hollywood are the ones out here with the bloodiest crap I've ever seen on TV. I can't even find a decent movie to watch with my family that isn't going to be gunfire and violence. And then you turn around, you put this out on the street, out on the screen, and then you turn around and go, but I'm against guns. You're an ass. It's like rap music. Rap music shouldn't even be allowed. I'm being straight with you. When they're talking about beating the bitch, and you know, and what they do to their women, and that's, you're going to call that music? That's entertainment? But it's getting the little thugs going. Yeah, yeah, they're going to pump up. We're going to go smoke weedy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you wonder why they go outside and shoot somebody. Aren't you the geniuses? I think the left wants all this. They want the violence. They want the United States to fall into a 1917 Russian scenario.
Wow. Okay.
Go back. And what was the biggest thing that really started that was group against group, not even affiliated groups fighting against other groups. Their job was to pit people against people, because if you're pit people against people, you're not paying attention to the government, what they're doing. You start missing things because you hate your neighbor. You're focused on your neighbor. You want to kill that son of a gun.
It's a good point.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist entity. Their purpose. Antifa.
Both groups we've seen in the thick of this anti-Supreme Court decision.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they're right in the middle of it. And you know what? We've talked about meeting them in the street, and don't think for one second the conservatives. Most veterans appear to be conservative, is what I'm seeing. Okay.
I honestly think
that if there were 1,000 Antifa people in any given city in the United States, you give me 1,000 veterans that can follow directions, and I guarantee you we'd put them down like they'd never forget. And nobody would ever know what happened, because we'd put them down and we'd leave, because we'd want room for the ambulances and the hearse to come in and clean them up. And if they keep it up, I hate to say it, and I'm not threatening anybody, it's not my place to say it, but I'm going to tell you, you keep kicking a dog, you're going to get bit.
Yeah.
Keep kicking the dog. And here's the thing. And you remember something. When you want to take us on, you taught us. You trained us.
Good point as well.
You think we forgot all that? Here's the thing. You're going to come at us, and your heart's not really going to be in it. Our heart's going to be in it. We would kick your asses right off this planet.
So compare that, because you've got the military experience, you've got loyal.
I think that's why conservatives terrify them, because they know that if we were united and we marched, we would take this country back in a heartbeat.
But why haven't we?
Because one man's freedom fighter is another man's criminal. And I think that's what it is. People, you got your job, you got your family, you're struggling, you know, things suck, but at least there's food on the table for now, and you're struggling along, and you're going to take it, and you're going to take it as long as you can take it. And that's what's happening right now. People are at wit's end. People are they're at their end with this. And the government just keeps wanting to push and push. And you know, I've heard rumblings about UN troops coming. That'd be the dumbest thing in the world, would be to bring the UN and the United States to try and enforce anything. People would take turns killing these guys. You know what I mean? And there, certainly UN's heart ain't going to be in it. Any UN soldier that came in here, his heart isn't going to be in it. He's going to be terrified to come to this country and try and enforce anything.
His heart not only won't be in it, his heart will be laying on the sidewalk. You know,
that would be a horrific mistake.
Yeah,
for them to ever do that. There, if they start a gun grab, it's going to be a horrific mistake. They're right now, and it's not us staring into the abyss. The left is staring into the abyss. Like Bannon just said, they don't know what to do right now. They're freaking out right now. They just got dealt a double whammy. And they're fixing to get more whammies.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is from the people that they thought they had contained, the Supreme Court. They thought they had it contained. They didn't feel under any threat from the Supreme Court.
So what do you make of Garland coming out and saying
he's wrong? He should never. He should never side politically.
My goodness. I mean, can you imagine?
That's like Biden. Biden came out and slammed the Supreme Court within minutes. You're the president of the United States. That's the highest court in the land. Are you kidding me?
We have three branches of government. You got the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. You don't. Okay.
I didn't get that. I could not believe. I would be so insulted as a justice. And you know what? I'm sure he insulted him, and I hope he pissed him off. I really do. I hope that the justices are a little angry right now. We can get a lot done.
There was I don't know the date on this, but there was a video clip of Clarence Thomas during his 1991 confirmation hearing and being questioned by Biden. And Biden was talking about natural law. And it was like a 2-minute video clip exchange back and forth, primarily monologue by Biden when he was a senator. And Thomas came out and said, I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. And I don't think he did either, you know.
And so, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed because he comes out and he just rambles. And I'm like, what, this guy, does he ever go back at the end of the day and watch his own videos? Because if he did, he'd have to be horrified and shut it off. I would be afraid to walk out in front of the camera again. This guy's an idiot. And here's the sad part. The vice president's worse.
Oh my gosh! I don't know whether you saw Tucker
Heaven
Carlson
forbid.
Doing a thing on Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Oh my gosh! You know it's crazy. Hold that thought, Randy Taylor. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a shout out to Lightstream. My goodness, our good fine friends at Lightstream have done so much for us to sponsor this program. Look, folks, have you ever looked at your credit card statement and have you been shocked by the interest rate? Do you know you can actually roll all of your credit card statements into one, or credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate? You can, and here we are. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates start at 5.73% APR. That's a good rate, folks. With auto paying, excellent credit. It's fixed, so it's not going to go up over the life of the loan. Here's what you got to do, just for my listeners. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. It is LightStream.com/Hagman. lightstream.com/Hagman. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You'll thank me later. You'll be glad you did. I've taken advantage of it. The other people I know have taken advantage of it are fine. Friends at Lightstream, they take care of us. That's lightstream.com/Hagman.
And please use the links on the site to do that, folks. Make sure you get Hagman on the end. That way the show gets credit for it. Don't just go to Lightstream and start shopping because we would get cut out of the circle there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just
so we get some advertiser credit. That's all we're looking for. This is how the whole thing works, people. Got to pay the bills, got to feed the families. Okay. And trust me, nobody's getting rich doing this. Trust me on that.
Plus, otherwise, we wouldn't get access to your credit card. I'm kidding. I was going to say.
But listen, with the way interest rates are climbing, too, that is a very viable solution, Lightstream. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know I've been getting letters from credit card companies that are saying automatically that your terms are changing. You know, when you go into these credit card agreements, I'm sorry, that's what you agreed to, and your terms change.
Yeah.
And even your best interest rates right now are sky high. So definitely some good people to hook up with.
And you know, even, okay, so segueing from that, the economy, you know, our economy is in shambles right now. Gas prices, I don't know. Don't tell me, I mean, but right now it's like $5 a gallon here. Diesel prices are going up. So all of this, and of course, I love it too. You talk about Biden. You were talking about Biden, and does he watch his own stuff? His press secretary, that black lesbian. I don't know. I can't remember.
He's pretty much a bubblehead. I thought Psaki was bad.
Oh,
Man, Psaki was a genius compared to this one.
Yeah.
This chick is, she really, I don't even think she's aware of what the White House is doing sometimes.
And if it's not a reminder, no, she can't even.
Yeah, Ducey's always catching her like off guard. And if you watch her eyes,
yep.
Okay, the look on her face is she just got blindsided. And I love Ducey for that. Peter Ducey, I'm so proud of that kid. His daddy has got, because I always loved Steve Ducey. I always thought he's a straight shooter, good guy.
Yep.
And I've watched him when he first brought it, when they brought his kid into Fox and all. And I thought as a father, he has to be so proud of his son.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's in there with the big boys slugging it out. He's 10 times worse on Biden than that one clown was on Trump. Who's the guy who became an A? Acosta.
Acosta, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's our version of Acosta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's professional, where Acosta was usually an ass.
Is Acosta still around?
I don't even know. He's probably in bed with Lemon, so I don't know. Did I say that? Ouch. Sorry, folks. I don't know where I get these homosexual things, you know, just pop into my head like that.
Oh, you're projecting again.
No, yes, it must be. That must be, sir.
I want to show you this. We were talking about the blowback too, because all of this is related. But this is something here I'll share with you. This is from InfoWars, but as well. But this, when I saw this, I thought of you, Randy Taylor, because I thought of our last conversation. I think it was off air. Just the ugliness and the hatred, because I think the hatred right now, especially by the left, is just on the rise. So here this is. Let me pump this up here, or put this to where we're supposed to go. This is from InfoWars back on Saturday. And here it is. How do I go back here? Oh, yeah, I got to do that. Talk amongst yourselves, people. Let's see. Okay, got to click that button. And then I've got to go over here and share that. And here we go again. Here we go again. So let's put it this way. Okay, this is queued up properly.
Perfect.
All right, so I'm going to add that. Got to push this. Watch this. I think I haven't started it yet. This is from the SCOTUS decision compilation.
Where is this, though?
This is in Dallas here.
Okay.
The other one was in Arizona.
Oh, so it's a compilation.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about sick people. There you go.
You're going to need a wider screen.
I thought I had the time correct right here. Okay. Here. Let's see here.
Jill and I know how painful and devastating the decision is for so many Americans. And I mean so many Americans. A decision is implemented by states. My administration is going to focus on how they administer it and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services. And we're going to take actions to protect women's rights and reproductive health.
Nothing this
morning, though, on here, we're here to on a critical.
Would have stopped the crazy shooter in Uvalde.
You know, I'm about to sign into law bipartisan gun safety legislation.
All right, and time is of the essence. That. So that goes into. I always forget to do that. Wait a second. Oh, can you still see that or not?
No, it's down. We can hear it, but we don't see it.
page.
Okay, hang on. This is actually is kind of where I wanted to cue this up to. Hang on just one second.
And folks, we're only doing this because Eric's off today. So it's a crash course in video editing and dubbing and presenting.
I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
You've been doing a great job at it, though.
All right.
If I was doing it, we'd all be watching cartoons.
Okay, here's this. Okay, hang on. I might have to back this up just a tad. Okay, so here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from the Infowars.com.
This was at the beginning. Here we go.
Hey, calm down. You take your fucking hands off me.
So the left always attacks free speech.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Let's have a conversation. Calm down.
Let's incite. No, let's not have a fucking conversation, you worthless little sack of shit.
I guess the pandemic's over. What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, I fucking love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love that.
I'm a woman here in Washington, D.C.
These women are the opposite of Viagra. Look at the harpies.
Those women are, those are photographs of them, of what they show you if you've had a harpy that lasts more than 4 hours.
I got, I made a mistake here. Again, you're, there we go. Wow. Okay. Now you feel free to talk. Go ahead.
No, I said those pictures are what they show you in the emergency room if you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours. It's just ridiculous. What was that guy bowing up about?
Yeah, about the decision. See, you know, had I had Eric been here, we would have had this a little bit better framed up. All of that was the that reaction kid, to the yeah,
that, and that kid was actually pretty calm. I react differently when people get in my face.
I was thinking about that when I first saw that for this broadcast. I was thinking, you know, you put Randy Taylor right there, that would have had a whole different outcome.
I took his head off.
Man, you know, and the guy says, I guess the pandemic's over. I mean, he's, you know, basically,
yeah, that's the thing. I've told people before, if I really needed a reason to go to war with the U.S., we already have it. You're killing babies. I got a problem with that. I'm sorry. And if I did take you to task, I'm doing the Lord's work. You're going to call me a bad guy. I don't care. I haven't called a lot of things in my life. I really don't care if I'm doing the Lord's work. And when I say I don't care what you think, I don't care.
Let me ask you a question. Have you been getting emails? And this is a, you know, from a, at least a contingent of our listeners and viewers, Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com, two ends on Hagman. So have you been getting emails from listeners who are saying you're not doing the Lord's work by threatening to kill or threatening to fight other people? Have you been getting any kind of response?
No, actually, I'm surprised. I had, you know, I have the one guy that used to email me and was mad because I laugh, but, you know, most people that email me, it's very supportive. You know what most of them say, Doug? If I ever decide to roll, if we ever decide to roll, they're with us. That's what I hear. That's what I see more than anything. Seriously.
Maybe we should make that.
If I was on the lam, I think I have a lot of places I could hide out. I really do. I think a lot of people would take me in, you know, take us in. I don't care in that aspect. If I were to ever pick up a weapon and challenge the government, I would be well within my rights doing it.
I think we're
my God-given rights. I don't care what man. Man's law is one thing. God's law is another. I certainly hope that they're sharing the same sheet of music, but when they're not, like on issues for the last 50 years on abortion, and when you start talking about, you know, homosexuality and all this stuff in schools with our children, I'm sorry, when you do that and you have a tranny come in and give any kind of talk to the children, you are now abusing my child. You're abusing my child.
I
just,
I thought
ever, all I'm going to say is don't ever do it. That's all I'm going to say. Don't
do it. When I saw, okay, so I saw a video clip of some school district near where you're at, okay, and I'm not going to give away your location, but
right.
Of a drag queen, again, drag queen reading to a group of young people.
Mm-hmm.
It was middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And some parents came in. They painted them as Proud Boys. Okay, the press did.
Of course.
Which I'm not so sure there was any kind of designation. And they were saying this is wrong. This is, you know. But I was picturing you in that position with, or you being told, hey, my child is being subjected to this. You know, what would you do? Would you do the same thing? Go in there and say, no, this is not going
to happen. Oh, no, I'd definitely confront him. I would. And I'd have to make my decision on the fly as to what I was going to do.
Okay.
It would depend on the circumstances, how deeply they want to defend their position.
Yeah,
trust me, I'll adjust.
Believe me, he will too.
I will adjust, I promise. But that to me is disgusting. It's sickening. That shouldn't, if we're sending our children to school, okay,
yep.
They're there for an education. They're not to be programmed. We're not talking about teaching them political bias. The politics that come out of some of these teachers' mouths astounds me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think as soon as a teacher goes down the political road, first time they should be suspended, second time they should be fired. Plain and simple.
And we're seeing more and more of this in schools. And now
they're rewriting history in Canada, because I folks, sometimes I'm in Canada, sometimes I'm in the States. You never know where I'm going to be. Okay.
That's
but I'm going to tell you right now, in Canada, they're rewriting history. Okay. Now the Muslims won World War II. I'm not even going to get in. I'm not going to drop any names on this. But they're rewriting history. And before these kids in Canada can even start their school day, they have to give thanks to the indigenous peoples for being on their land. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes. We don't sing "Oh Canada" or anything like that up in Canada anymore. There's nothing like that going on. There's nothing patriotic going on. In fact, they're talking about Canada Day is like our Independence Day. Okay. Well, Canada Day is on the 1st. July 4th is on the 4th, obviously. Independence Day.
Right.
They're talking about doing away with Canada Day because of protests. Because, and I'm going to tell you right now, stay tuned, because on the 1st, remember all those truckers they wanted to put in jail, and that they did put a bunch of them in jail? They plugged up Ottawa and shut down
yes.
bridges to the country. They're coming back to Ottawa. And what you're seeing with the Canadian government is illegal, because they are putting what they call emergency measures into place, which is basically martial law over peaceful protests. Why? Because it conflicts with what the government says. Even though it's a peaceful protest, I don't know. I, during the protest in Ottawa, because bear in mind, I have vested interest in both countries. All right. And I watched the Ottawa protest very, very, very carefully. And I watched them on YouTube. Okay. Through and I used that Portland Andy guy. He had the best feeds.
Yeah.
We watched, we saw there was nothing going on up there that was wrong.
They had a
Trudeau's liberals. Yeah, Trudeau's liberals had somebody show up with a Nazi flag.
Yep.
Okay. They also had some people dancing around and doing something to a monument. Okay. Which I don't understand why they got upset about the monument, because they like to just tear them down. So I don't know what the left was upset about with that one.
Yep.
But this was a peaceful protest. What they did is they did an Emergency Powers Act. Trudeau, to this day, and the minister up there, he, to this day in Parliament, says, well, the police asked us to. They cannot produce one iota of a policeman or a police official that asked for the Emergency Measures Act to be put in place. That is like the U.S. going under martial law over a peaceful protest. There was no violence in Ottawa, none. any violence was by the police. That's what's happening down here. So folks, when you look at Canada and you look at North America, we're all in that same boat. Canada's ahead of us as far as the slippery slope. Okay? That country, present course, will be communist in 5 or 6 years. It's socialist now. It will be communist in 5 or 6 years. You take my word for it. So all those people that, oh man, I'm going to move to Canada, get it. Be gone. Because you don't know what you're walking into.
That's a scary thought. I mean, really a frightening thought.
And well, stop and think about just the national security implications.
Exactly. We got about 4 minutes left of the show. I just want to tell you how quickly.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not have a surrogate of China sitting right on your border? You know, great.
Well, aren't they in bed together, Trudeau?
Oh, yeah. Trudeau's got, he is, he probably speaks Chinese now. It's just nuts what's going on. He's in bed with Aga Khan. I know that.
Which, oh.
But he's not in bed with Maggie Trudeau.
Oh, folks, you get that, right? I mean, I know you do. Yeah.
Yeah, his wife is, it's funny. His wife and him have been separated really probably 2 years now or more, and nobody really realizes it. Exactly. They don't even live in the same house.
I saw a picture of them together, but they weren't really together. I think it was her.
And she was talking too and something, and she said something, and she quickly looked at him and said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was, what was that? Were you getting a butt whooping when you get home, little Missy? But wait, what's going on up there? The fair-haired child of Fidel Castro is moving the country into a communist position. They're absolute disregard for, you know, we've got a Bill of Rights, and up north they've got a Charter of Rights, and they're very similar. Okay, very, very similar. And the funny thing is, the Charter of Rights, Trudeau's dad actually introduced that. His father, Pierre.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes, who is incidentally apparently a homosexual. And that's why the...
Well, that token marriage, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why the mom, Maggie, or whatever. Yeah. What's his wife's name? That's the one that doesn't...
Pierre's wife, you mean?
Yeah, what's Trudeau's wife's name?
It was... I think it was Maggie. Maggie. I think
it was Maggie. I thought that was his mom's name. Anyway, that's a dangerous kid. I call him a kid because he is. He's a punk.
Yeah.
All right. I even offered a long time ago. I told him I was down a leg. I said, but you know, if you want to go into the boxing ring, I'll box you. I said, but if you lose, you've got to get out of politics forever.
Tell you what,
I never got an answer.
One leg, both legs, don't matter to me. My money's on you.
Whoop them. But anyway, listen, we've got the problems are up north and the same problems are here in the States. When they talk about the New World Order, remember, they want to break the world up into about like seven or ten. Yeah. But you have to look at, please look in the Bible when they talk about the beast and they talk about the crowns and the heads on the beast. And try and put those pieces together in your mind, because you look at the numbers and you look at the number of continents in the world, the way they want to break this thing up, and they'd like to see Canada, the U.S., and Mexico as one entity.
Yep.
Okay. South America as another entity. This is their ultimate dream. Why do you think they're blending populations? They're not doing this because they care about the people in Africa. They've been killing them for years with Gates vaccines, okay? They don't care about the people in Africa. So please don't buy that, but I'm going to encourage everyone. And we should probably put that on the site, that 2030 agenda, the link to.
Yeah, you know, the
actually, PDF that thing, put it on the site and let people read it, because they're so blatant, they don't even try and hide it anymore, Doug. This is what's killing me with the left. They don't hide their crimes anymore. Trudeau doesn't hide his crimes. Biden doesn't hide his crimes. Right. Hunter Biden, his daddy covers up everything. These people, but the public knows and nobody's doing anything. What if that was one of Trump's kids with those deals with the Ukraine and those gas companies?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? But it's okay if it's Hunter Biden.
No.
Here we're back to that two tier. Until we destroy that second tier, we're going to keep running into that wall. And somehow, some way, that tier has to be destroyed. But listen, these conversations that Doug and I are having, aside from the regular show,
we're going to have more.
Tune into them.
Yes.
Because we're going to throw some ideas out here to you. And my offer still stands. I need some conservative businessmen, because I'll tell you right now, I've done the math. I've worked it out on paper. Going into the presidential election of 2024, if we could accumulate somehow, some way, roughly between $90 million and $100 million, we could change the course of the country. All I'd ask you, fly me to where you're at and hear me out. You fly me and Doug out there and hear us out.
There you go.
There's a strategy, though. A lot of it would mimic what the left's been doing for years, but I'm talking about mobilizing the right, and I'm not talking about violence. You're not going to be tied to violence in any way. We're talking about working the system that's been dumped on us.
We're going to have to leave it right there. Okay, tune in to more of these. Please. Thank you. Randy Taylor, thank you. Randy Taylor, HagmanReport.com. You can communicate with him. And, of course, Doug at HagmanReport.com is my...
Drop me a line.
Drop him a line. That's right. All right, folks, have a great rest of your day, night, whatever it is, and wherever you might be. Good night.